For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Since the All-Star break, the Chicago Bulls have clearly been playing with a new style that I titled the Heart and Hustle Chicago Bulls episode a couple of weeks ago. And on today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about how the Bulls have really had addition by subtraction. No shots to Zach LaVine, but we'll talk about that on today's episode. But I also want to talk about the fact that even throughout all the heart and the improved play by the Chicago Bulls, they've won four games since the month of February, yet every pro-tanking Bulls fan goes through a spiral with every Chicago Bulls win when they really shouldn't be. We'll talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. And here's the thing, right? I love watching the way that the Chicago Bulls have been playing lately. Just to be quite honest, like, this has been a team that has been competitive in just about every game that they've had since the trade deadline, basically since the All-Star break, that they have just been competing at a really, really solid level, right? They've been losing most of the games, which should be, a favorite of the pro-tanking Bulls fans, which is perfectly fine. But like I said more times than not, it was early in the season. It wasn't just the fact that the Bulls were losing games. It wasn't just the fact that the Bulls weren't winning at a higher rate than most people would like to see them win at. It was the fact that the Bulls kept getting punched in the mouth. And some of these games, like the moment that teams went on runs, that the Bulls just withered away, right? They didn't play together. They didn't play as a team. And we're seeing this now. Like, so much of what we came into the season wanting to see, we're seeing now. And for a lot of people, they came in wanting to come into the season and see losses. Yet every time the Bulls lose, we get a whole harem of Bulls fans that are just like, oh my God, we should be losing. But more on that in a second, right? The way that the Bulls are playing right now, right? You're clearly seeing that it's not only just a change of personnel, it's how that personnel fits together, right? There's still some questionable fits. We're still trying to figure out Josh getting Kobe's long-term fit. If they even end up being the long-term backcourt for the Chicago Bulls, there's still some questions up in air about that, right? Rightfully so. We don't know what the contract future holds for either Kobe White or Josh Giddey down the stretch, right? But you're getting performances like seeing Modest Bousillas, who had two games of over 20 minutes prior to the All-Star break and is basically averaging 27 and a half minutes since that time period, right? Like, Modest Bousillas is one of the players that we came into this season understanding, knowing, and wanting to see this player play and get an opportunity to really grow at an exponential rate, and he's doing that, right? Now, yeah, the points per game, all that type of stuff, that's going to come along. It's going to be some inconsistencies for a rookie, right? We lost our opportunity to really to leapfrog that part of the development by not playing him more earlier on in the season, but guess what? He's playing now. And is it coming via injuries to Patrick Williams and things like that? You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say to myself that, you know, there's a part of me that thinks maybe Modest Bousillas wouldn't even be in the starting lineup if it wasn't for Patrick Williams being injured. Because Billy Donovan, right before then, had talked about that there was a plan to get Patrick Williams back into the starting lineup. Then AK kind of followed that up when he was on Give Me the Hot Sauce, right? But the growth that we're seeing for Modest, right? Even in yesterday's game, 4 for 8 for 11 points. So far through the month of March, he's averaging 15 points per game on 46% shooting. The three ball isn't really falling consistently for him, But he's averaging the most points per game that he has. The most shots as well, right? He's getting the most opportunity. 13.7, almost 14 shots per game he's getting. After the most shots was 9.8. That was in the month of February. So we're seeing him grow those opportunities, right? And then we're starting to see how this Bulls team can play, right? With the style that they implemented this year, with a roster that better fits that style. And that's what we're truly seeing now here, right? No knock on Nikola Vucevic, no knock on Zach LaVine, right? But if these players were still here on this roster, we wouldn't be seeing this. Now, I'm not here to say that Zach LaVine couldn't fit in with the way that the Bulls are playing now. I honestly think if you had Zach Collins now instead of Nikola Vucevic earlier in the season that opened up and spread more shots out, that we probably even would have got a Zach LaVine averaging closer to like 28 points per game. But with having these guys right now not on the roster, Vuce via injury, Zach LaVine because he was traded, it's opened up tons of opportunity for us to take a better look at who these guys are, right? Coby White is one of those guys that you want to get an answer to. Now, I still think that Coby White's going to be on the Bulls opening night roster by the start of next season, but you want to see so you can eliminate questions on, okay, can Coby be that transcendent scorer, right? Now, yeah, he had a career high game yesterday in 44, right? He's what, three games now, I think, in a row with 20 points or more, which is really good to see from Coby White. But like that Coby White, who at times last season flashed some ability maybe to be a go-to scorer, you want to see that. Over the remaining 20 games left in the season, you want to continue to see that so you can eliminate that question. That's what I keep going back to. Everything about this Bulls team from now into the end of the season is about eliminating as many questions as you can about players that you have here or getting more answers, getting a more answer being more formalized, right? You're not going to get every answer to everything that you have a question about with this team, with the current state that we're in. You're just not going to get that, right? But Coby White is one of those players that you're looking at and you're like, hey, now everything's on you. Teams are focusing on you. You are the highest usage rate player. You are our go-to scorer in a lot of ways. What can you do? And you're seeing some of the answers to that. And some of the answers aren't good, right? You're not every answer is going to be a positive answer for you. But you look at Coby, yes, he's gone through the down stretches, we know, right? But he's in four games straight of 20 points or more. The game before that was 19 points. He's averaging 31 points now in the month of March. A 44-point game would do that for you. Even taking that away, he'd be around 25 points per game. And so the things that we're seeing with Coby for the remainder of the season, how much more can you do this, right? How much more can this look like the actual version of you? How well is the backcourt between you and Josh Giddey? And Josh Giddey is one of the players we're getting the most answers to on paper of who and what Josh Giddey can be, right? Earlier on, when Josh Giddey started this initial run, right, of playing really good basketball, everybody was like, well, he's shooting. Not even say everybody. One of the fair questions was, well, he's shooting at an extremely high three-point rate. He's clearly not going to keep that up. And you weren't wrong for that. But what we're seeing now for Josh Giddey over the last couple of games, now that the three ball has stopped falling for him at the rate that it was falling, what is he doing? He's getting to the free throw line more. A player that averages 2.5 free throws per game on the season. He had an 11 free throw attempt game against the Pacers. Last night against the Orlando Magic, he went 7 of 8 from the three-point line. And we're now looking at Josh Giddey that the last time that he scored less than 17 points was February 11th. We're almost a month. February 11th against the Detroit Pistons where he scored 11 points. But even then, right, he only had in the entire month of February, Josh Giddey only had 4 games where he did not score at least 20 points. Well, no, I'm sorry. 2 of those were 19. So we're going to use 19. He had 3 games where he didn't, 4 games where he did not score at least 19 points. Like, you're starting to get those answers about Josh Giddey. Now, can he keep it up? Is it going to be one of those things to where now, is this going to be a new way that Josh Giddey realizes that he can score? Let's take players to the paint. Let's try to get to the free throw line. If he can, everything else is all butter for Josh Giddey if he can do that. The 3-point shot, when it falls, great. When it doesn't fall, get your ass to the free throw line, right? You have the size advantage over most players that are going to be guarding you, and that's one of the things that Josh Giddey has to do as well. Force them to put a wing on you. If you can force the opposing team to say, we got to put our small forward on Josh Giddey, what does that create? That creates cross matches because now the point guard is either guarding up or the shooting guard is guarding up, right? And that could create more opportunities for you, right? And so the chess match aspect, right? We have not always, as a Bulls team coach under Billy Donovan, always won the chess match. That's what you're starting to see form here now, is the Bulls are starting to play some of those chess match things. They're not coming in wins, right? And sometimes with young teams, you got to lose, but you got to go through the process, right? And you got to go through the learning how to win part. That's back where we are. We are trying to learn how to close out and how to win games. And that's not going to happen over 20 games remaining for the rest of the season. It's just not, right? So the Bulls are going to have to continue playing the way that they're playing and just try to figure some shit out. That's really what this is about, right? And so then you look at what also we got, right? The three players that we got in the Zach LaVine trade that initially, myself included, I'm not separating myself from any Bulls fan here. I was right there like, eh, we didn't get much back. That draft pick better end up working out for us, right? Kevin Huerter has proven, and I said even more so than Kevin Huerter the player, what I love about having Kevin Huerter here is that it proves a theory, right? If you have a more athletic big man there, what that does for this Bulls offense, what that does for Josh Giddey, what that does for Kobe White, what that does in freeing up the game and making the way that we're trying to play that much easier to execute, right? And Zach Collins even isn't the most athletic player. He's just more athletic than Nikola Vucevic. He can get out and run easier than Nikola Vucevic. Imagine adding one of these young bigs, Derek Queen, Asa Newell, Kamon Maluk. Imagine at Danny Wolf, right? Imagine adding one of those guys to this Bulls team for a full season, right? Now, granted, Zach Collins is also bringing about a level of veteranship that those young players isn't going to have with understanding the NBA game. He came under one of the best coaches in NBA history, if not the best coach in NBA history.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Playing for that Spurs team, and he's been in this league for a long time. Young players aren't going to have that dynamic in that portion of it, but look at how that just that athletic aspect changed this the Bulls team. A player like Trey Jones, who a lot of people ask, what are we going to do with Trey Jones with having another guard on this roster? And Trey Jones, he's earned another contract. Doesn't mean he's going to get one because of the roster makeup and other situations, but I would love to see Trey Jones on this team going forward. Because Trey Jones is, again, a point guard that understands how to play the game of basketball. He does not back away. He gives tons of effort, and he understands the execution aspect of it, right? And then Kevin Huerter is starting to come around again as a player that just – he just, again, system player. And he fits Billy Donovan's system really well because he has a role that's clear and defined, and his strengths are maximized in certain areas. That's what we're seeing from this Bulls team, and that's the part that makes me excited about the future. Now, to flip that, right, and talk about like some of the things still that are concerning that we're not seeing as much that I would have liked to see by now is that we still don't know Julian Phillips and Dalen Terry. We just don't know, right? I get it. Some people are ready to say, hey, they're just not NBA players. Let's get them up out of here. And I understand that. I'm not saying you guys are crazy for saying that. Now, we already know that the Bulls have already picked up the fourth-year option for Dalen Terry. He's going to get another opportunity. Julian Phillips isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And the flashes that these guys have shown, it's not really gotten more consistent either. But, you know, that's one of the things and aspects of this. Julian Phillips played over 20 minutes. He was plus 5. Dalen Terry, 13 minutes. He was plus 4 yesterday's game. It's good to see that, right? It's good to see those aspects of things. But you're still trying to figure out how much, if any, do these players play a part into your future. And that part hasn't been as solidified, right? And that is what it is. Not everything that you try is going to end up being a hit. But I think overall, like, just seeing this Bulls team just continue to compete has been a very fun thing to do, man. Now, we got to flip this real quick and talk about the other side of this. And that is the pro tankers, which, again, I understand their plight, right? But I think that you have to understand and talk about everything in context. This Bulls team has won 4 games since the start of February. 4 of them. four of them. That's tanking. In a way that you want to look at that, any team that has won four games in over a calendar month, right? You would not look at that and complain that this team is not understanding the moment of losing basketball games. I get it. I get the rationale. But at the same time, be more rational is the thing that comes down to it. Every bit of bitching, whining, and complaining against every Bulls win, do you not understand that you can lose every game out? But guess what? If the teams below you that already have a worse record from you lose at the same rate that you do, you're not going anywhere. I need everybody to come to the realization of this. The Bulls are going to be the 10th seed. Throughout all the bitching, whining, complaining, and moaning, the Bulls are going to be the 10th seed. And it's not going to be because the Bulls went on some crazy dash here towards the end of the season that all of a sudden miraculously got them out, you know, from being outside the play-in to in the play-in. But, like, look at the win percentage of this team since February. You're talking about a single-digit win percentage. Stop complaining. Like, this team is losing at the exact rate that you wanted. You know the problem? The problem isn't how bad the Bulls are losing or not. The problem is that in a deep draft, other teams have made the decision of, yeah, we ain't got it today. And they made that decision earlier than the Bulls, whether it was through their own decision-making or just through happenstance, like with the Philadelphia 76ers. They wanted to go for it this year. They couldn't stay fucking healthy. The Bulls right now have a 3.5-game advantage over the Brooklyn Nets and Philadelphia 76ers. That's not changing, y'all. I hate to tell y'all this. Right? It's not changing. Now, I get the fear, right? Pat the designer brought this up over in Locked On Bulls. What if the Bulls make the playoffs? What if they go through the play-in tournament and they make the playoffs, and then what we're sitting there with no lottery pick. We'll deal with that when we get to that. But you can't get out the play-in if the teams below you can't win any goddamn basketball games. So, like, this whole thing of having a complete and utter breakdown every time the Chicago Bulls win a game when the Bulls are playing the correct way, but also losing way more than they're ever winning. What the hell are we doing here? If you thought, and I've been telling you guys this for years, I've been saying this. If you think this was ever going to be a team that was all of a sudden going to bottom out and try to lose every game or most games in the season, it wasn't going to happen. Now, the Bulls, I think, are doing some things to try to increase their chances of losing. Nikola Vucevic not being back is mad questionable. I think that's mad questionable at this point. But then again, it could be that they sat down and talked with Vooch, and Vooch, especially with how disconnected he looked, he was over the shit as well. Right? The whining. Listen, I am somebody also, I would love to see the Bulls not make the play-in. Just because I don't want to be put in that situation where the Bulls could possibly sneak their way into the playoffs. But ultimately, it comes down to the fact that you still, to do that, other teams below you have to win some games. You know what the Brooklyn Nets are on? A 6-game losing streak. You know what the Philadelphia 76ers are on? A 3-game losing streak. They are 1-9 in their last 10. So this talking in a vacuum about tanking or not tanking, get over yourself. Get over yourself. Get over it, right? I want these players to play to win games. That's it. I don't want to develop a losing mindset with young players that are actually going to be part of this Bulls future. I want them going out, learning on the curve. I want them going out and learning what it takes to win. But this isn't going to be the team that goes 0-19 over the last 19 games of the season. It's not going to happen. It's just not. We're in a year where the draft is so deep that so many teams have made their decision to where they were going to be. The Washington Wizards got 12 wins. The Charlotte Hornets and Washington Wizards combined have one win more than the Chicago Bulls. Like, it was not going to be that type of season. So all this, like, complete and utter, this spiral that Bulls fans send themselves down, send themselves down after every win, stop it. Like, just stop. Like, stop just wanting to complain to complain. The season is going to be where it's not completely in the Bulls' hands. If the Bulls wanted this to completely be in their hands, they would have traded Zach LaVine. They would have traded Nikola Vucevic. They would have traded Lonzo Ball at the start of the season for whatever the hell they could have got back. But you know what? They wanted some type of value back for it. And it is what it is. The Bulls hold all their own first-round picks. Guess what? Either way, we're going to have a first-round pick in an extremely deep draft. Extremely deep draft. Now, yes, if the Bulls make the playoffs, I'm going to be sitting there asking, what the hell are we doing? But I'm not really too worried about that when it comes down to it. This team is losing at a crazy rate. We have a 39-win percentage on the season. And most of those came, again, we haven't won consistently since December. Since December. The last time the Bulls had back-to-back wins was January 4th and 6th. Before that, it was December 28th and 30th. That's it. The Bulls have gone on multiple four-game losing streaks since that time period. They're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. The Bulls are going to lose more games than not. Just stop it. Just stop it. It's all I can say. I understand the anxiety, right? Because for so long, anything that could go wrong for this Bulls team did go wrong. Anything that could go against any hope of this Bulls team digging themselves out has gone wrong, right? But in this case, the Bulls did exactly what most people would have wanted them to do. You traded Zach LaVine back. You didn't get any other star-level players back. You got a harem of role players. You got your own first-round pick back. Now you don't have to worry about just being in the bottom 10 to keep your first-round pick. I want to see the young players go out there and compete. And you got to ask yourself, what are you really rooting for when you look at the young players, Modest, Josh Giddey, that are actually part of this Bulls future, when you're seeing those guys learn and play and playing well and still losing, and you're looking at with every minuscule win having a complete breakdown, what are you doing? You know, I get it that being a fan is never rational 100% of the time. That's just what comes with being a ravenous fan of a franchise, especially a franchise like the Chicago Bulls that has let the fans down so often. But it's okay. The Bulls are losing at the rate that y'all want them to. Every single win. If you thought they were just going to lose every single game the remaining way, then I don't know what to tell you on that one. You were hopeful for something that was never going to freaking happen. It was never going to happen. So we'll see, man. Overall, it's been last night's game was an exciting game. It's been a rough month for the Chicago Bulls. We got 19 games left. We're basically a month and a half away from the ending of the season. The last game is April 13th. It's March 7th. So it's going to go by very fast. I think each one of these weeks, we got like four games each week, the remaining part of the season. It's going to go by fast. We're going to get through this, y'all. I'm going to be on the other side of that. I'm going to start the draft analysis, and we'll see what we got coming, man. But that's my time for today, y'all. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.